as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer's off today, and she'll be disappointed because we're going to spend the next half hour, a good part of it.
Very disappointed.
With a fellow that has made quite a name for himself in various areas, actually. I met J.R. Martinez on a flight a month or so ago. I'm trying to remember where we were. We ended up in Phoenix. I think it was Dallas to Phoenix, as I recall. And it was after a bad storm had blown through Dallas, and we were all late. The plane was like 7 hours late or something. And I saw him, and I was getting up because I was antsy, frankly. And he was up. And so the two of us just started talking about some of our roots and the story that he presents. Perhaps best shaped, maybe, by understanding the phrase, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Here's a guy who has made his own luck, Richie, blaming luck. There are a lot of people who have negative things that happen to them, and they go right down, they go away. I know people, I've worked with people who seek out failure like a heat-seeking missile find a target. They do it because they're so full of fear. And they have, we've got an epidemic.
Or everything happens to them.
I always say
somebody else's fault. The biggest realization in my life was when I listened to the song, really listened to the Led Zeppelin song, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Yep. Right. So here's a guy who's taken a chance. He could have failed. He could have gone away, but he didn't. He's made me a believer. I had a great conversation with him on the plane, and I'm happy to have J.R. Martinez here. Hey, how are you doing?
Wow, that was a nice introduction, man, just based on, 10 minutes on a plane, right?
Well, I think when you get right down to it, I'm very good at reading vibes. There are people who have stories to tell, and this is, let's face it, you just started doing a radio show in Los Angeles on KFI, so you understand the importance of telling stories. You've been involved in stories because you've been on the soaps there. What was it? It's One Life to Live you were on, right?
All My Children.
All My Children. Oh, my heavens.
They're all kind of the same anyway. So
right. And you've got your story based on your experiences in the service. You were a real star in Dancing with the Stars. And you've written a book called Full of Heart. You've done a lot of things. And what really astounded me, Richie and Roberta, is he's only 29. I thought you were older.
Really?
I did. And I've said to people after I met you, this kid's only 29 years old. Everybody thought you were a good deal older than that just because of the experiences that you've
had. You know, as you guys know, when you go through experiences like that, you know, you really, in a lot of ways, don't have a choice but to kind of grow up. You know, you're put into...
Well, you can do what I just said. You can fail. You can be full of fear. You can go away.
Yes.
You can discover that nothing works if that's the way you look at it. But it isn't. Maybe, I'm not sure it's about luck. I think it's about putting your head on straight and saying, okay, this is not going to get in the way of me being a success, whatever it gets in your way.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me. Yesterday I actually, I get a lot of traffic through my website and a lot of people sharing their own personal stories or sharing someone else's story. And the cool thing that I love to do is actually, yesterday I ended up speaking to two burn survivors one that's been burned a year ago, one that was burned a month ago. And when I called both of them and just to talk to them and just kind of say, hey, you know, this is what to expect, this is what it's going to be like. I mean, I pretty much just said to them, I said, listen, you know, you can't control how this happened to you or why this happened to you, but you definitely can't control what happens from this point on. And you have to realize that and understand that. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up sometimes when things happen to us in life, because it doesn't happen the way we wanted it to happen, or it doesn't happen, you know, with the people that we wanted it to happen, the time frame, that we get caught up in panicking and are complaining. And some people, you know, have a tendency at times to look at it and say, okay, you know what, yeah, maybe this sucks. Maybe this is not what I planned for myself. However, okay, what do we do now? There's pieces in front of me that I can piece together to make this one beautiful picture. And, you know, and that's what I was able to do with my life. And I was able to, you know, just kind of look at the pieces on the floor that came in the box and just say, okay, be patient. Even though, you know, it was hard at times, but be patient. And before you know it, you have all the pieces together and you got one beautiful picture.
That's why you're making such a great motivational speaker. We're talking to J.R. Martinez. Go back, will you, to your childhood and bring us through what you went through, the events in your life that have most significantly shaped who you are now.
Well, you know, one of the things I did a lot of, I was raised by a single mother. My father left when I was just 9 months old. I never met him to this day. So my mom, being a single mother from Central America, El Salvador, you know, learning the language, learning how to get a job, my mother trying to find love, as everybody does in this world, not having so much success, being around men that were pretty abusive in one way, shape, or form. You know, I always saw my mother go through a lot. And, you know, whether it's just working multiple jobs, whether it's, you know, not getting the raise, or maybe it's the frustration of not being from this country, the frustration of her family outside of me being in another country and not seeing them, the men, and just going on and on. But she always smiled. She always smiled. And I remember as a kid, I said to her, I asked her one time, I said, why do you smile so much? I said, because I know what you go through, and it doesn't feel like as if you should smile most of the time. And she said, well, I smile because I think that if I smile, I invite good energy into my life, into the situation. Yeah. If I don't smile, then if good energy is coming or blessings are coming, then I push it away. And that's something that really stuck with me. I mean, I moved around a lot when I was a kid, I think seeing my mother go through a lot of the things that she went through, I think me moving around, I think me kind of, you know, being exposed to different type of people, kind of in a sense, a little bit of diversity, it just prepared me for the life that I was going to have today. You know, it's the adversity. When we all face it, you got to still find a way to smile. And you know, and that's the great thing about when I had the opportunity to write my book that came out a couple of months ago. When I wrote my book, the whole purpose was that I wanted to share with the world, the people that have come to know me, that it wasn't all smiles and Mr. Positivity. There was a lot of hard days. There was a lot of difficult things that I went through. But I still found ways, even though I appreciated that moment of sadness, of in a sense depression, in a sense of regret and anger and being a victim, I still accepted that. Then the next moment I said, okay, you know what, stand up, now's a choice, no more of that, move on to the next phase. And I just have to constantly remind myself to just, you know, hey, snap out of it. It's good to appreciate the moment and the feeling. But snap out of it, because you know what? There's something there, and if you stay in this moment, you won't be able to see the great opportunities that you have in front of you.
So, when did you decide to? When you were in high school, what were you thinking about? What were you going to do when you got out of high school?
Oh, well, you know, I joined the Brotherhood of Boys that think that one day they want to be professional football players. Right. And that's what my goal was. That's what my plan was for the rest of my life. And unfortunately, when I was high school was telling down, I started thinking about the next phase of that. You know, high school, college, and college wasn't going to work out because of the fact that they told me I would not be eligible to play sports at the college level for 2 years because I had lacked a couple of credits. So needless to say, you know, I was stubborn and I wanted what I wanted, and I told my mother, I said, if I can't go to college and play football, then I won't go to college. Something parents do not want to hear ever. And I stuck to that. And when I graduated from high school, I sat around trying to figure out what's the next option for me. And all of a sudden, one day I see, as I tell people, I saw an option present itself on my TV screen. And I thought, well, wait a minute, this could really be a solution to this big problem I find myself in. And it was the United States Army. And I went and found out more information about it. I liked it, and I came to my mom, and I said, I know exactly what I want to do. She said, what is it? I said, I want to join the United States Army. She said, no way in hell. And she shot me down right away. And the reason why was because I graduated high school in May 2002. So 9/11, for a lot of us that remember, happened just a few months before. We already had troops in Afghanistan. There were rumors about troops going to Iraq. My mother being from El Salvador in the early 80s, there was a war happening there. So she'd witnessed what this war was about. my mother had already lost a child due to an illness that my sister was born with. So my mother threw all of that into a pot, and it just didn't look good for her, you know, in regards to her youngest and only son. And she said no, but I was really strong about it, and I believed in it, and I felt that it was the right thing for me to do. And I said, Mom, it'll give me an opportunity to learn about life, travel, it'll give me an opportunity to go to college, get the credits I need. I'll be able to
join the Army and see the world.
You see the world,
yeah.
You know, and it's you know, I feel like my example was almost kind of like one of those examples of guys that joined the military, and they say, I wanted to travel and go everywhere, and they say they were stationed at one base for 25 years, you know, they didn't go anywhere, because I joined the military in September 2002. I did basic training until December 2002. January, I got to my unit, and literally March, I deployed, and April 5th of 2003 is when I was injured. So it all happened so quick. My friends give me grief all the time and say that I spent more time in the hospital than I did on active duty. So
talk about the injury, JR.
Well, the injury was, you know, my job in the Army was infantry, so what we did a lot of when we were overseas in Iraq, we escorted different convoys to get, you know, from point A to point B, you know, just making sure they got to their destination safely. And on the 5th of April of 2003, we were escorting a convoy through a city called Karbala. You know, we were driving on this road, we were told that we were going to have to reroute, and when we started to reroute, we started to drive on the new road. I was a driver of a Humvee. There were three other soldiers in a vehicle with me, and we drove a very short distance when all of a sudden, you know, my front left tire ran over a bomb. I ran over the bomb, and, you know, the other three soldiers were thrown out of the vehicle. I, on the other hand, was trapped inside. After about 5 minutes of being trapped inside this vehicle, I was pulled out. I had sustained burns over 34% of my body, but the biggest threat at that time was the fact that I had inhalation damage. I was evacuated. They put me in a medical-induced coma. I went from Iraq to Germany. Germany ended up in San Antonio, Texas, at a hospital called Brooke Army Medical Center. And, you know, 19 years old. And then 3 weeks after I was injured, I came out of a coma. And that's when, essentially, as we have in the veteran community have a tendency to say, when we come home, that's when the real war begins, you know, because you know, in a lot of ways, you have to fight it on your own, and it's a really tough one to fight. And that's when I saw my face for the first time. That's when I really had to embrace the fact that I wasn't the 19-year-old, strong, you know, independent kid that was now a 19-year-old baby, essentially. I couldn't feed myself, bathe myself, go to the bathroom by myself. I couldn't walk by myself. I couldn't grab the remote, change the channel. And my body was completely torn down, and I couldn't recognize myself. Mm-hmm. And it was a big, on top of the fact that it was a physical hurdle, more importantly, it was a very big psychological, mental, emotional hurdle that I had to overcome.
But you have.
And I have,
and that's really what the story is here. I want you to pause for a few minutes with us. J.R. Martinez telling us a fascinating and compelling story about his life. Now he's an actor, he's an author, a motivational speaker. He's got it going for him, and it's a good story. Stick around. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
We have J.R. Martinez with us here on the Good Day program. You know, I love to tell stories, and I love to have people on the program who have stories to tell. And there certainly isn't a young man around, I don't think, in the country who is getting as much attention as he has. And he's getting attention for the right reason. His experiences are what we're talking about. J.R. Martinez, who has a television experience. How'd you? Well, I think maybe we, in the interest of time here, you've just told us the story about what brought you around to the realization that you were not infallible. You had an experience that changed your body, changed your life, and you could have gone away. You decided not to do that. So what was your thought process that made you decide, okay, I'm going to get the best of this, not let it get the best of me?
Well, I was really blessed and had some really cool opportunities come my way. You know, just great people around me that just would essentially kind of give me a sign that I needed to pay attention to. It was a choice of mine. What happened was about 6 or 7 months after I was injured, I was floating around, you know, throughout the hospital in between my appointments and therapy. And one day, one of my nurses asked me to visit a patient, one of her patients that just arrived at the hospital from being injured. He was in a bad place, having a hard time. I said no, and I said no to her on a couple of occasions, but she kept encouraging me. Finally, I said, okay. I went and spoke to the man, and when I was done, I realized, oh, wow, that felt good. I realized I was able to kind of have a positive impact on him. So every day, I started visiting patients in between my own appointments now. And literally what happened was, because this is still 2003, so, you know, a lot of press wanted to come and talk to troops, wounded troops at the hospital. They started putting me in front of these cameras locally in San Antonio, and I would just sit down and do an interview. I was 20 years old. What did I know? And they started to tell me, well, you really have a gift for this. And then a year after I was injured, April of 2004, I got involved in a nonprofit and that helps wounded troops. And I saw some gaps, and I experienced some gaps with my family, and I said, you know, I want to kind of help close those gaps for the other families. And I got involved, and I said, what can I do? And they said, well, you have a really good ability to be able to communicate. I want you to be our spokesman. I had no idea what that meant. I just said, okay, I'll go with it. And I literally started doing all this press around the country for this nonprofit to raise funds and be able to implement the mission statement. And by that, people started seeing me on TV and said, we want you to come speak. And would you come speak at whether it's a church or high school or this business? And I said, no, I don't want to speak. I don't know what motivational speaking is. And because quite frankly, in my young mind, I thought to myself, motivational speaking is boring because motivational speakers would come to school, and when I was in school, and I'd fall asleep on them. So why would I want to be that guy? And finally, I tried it. You know, people kept encouraging me, and I tried it, and I thought to myself, this is really cool. I actually enjoy this. This is fun. This is, I'm making a difference. I'm helping other people. And it really, early on, it started off as it was about me. You know, even though it was about them, it was about me, and it was my therapeutic way of recovering. It was my therapeutic way of coping, of talking about my story, because I am a true believer, whether it's when you talk about service members coming home and everyone talks about the four letters, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or anybody going through issues in life, I truly believe that if you get people to kind of, you give them the opportunity to talk, to vent, to get it out, that helps them so much. And that's what really helped me, was talking about it so much. And and literally by the time I left the hospital, I was at the hospital for almost 3 years, and I had 32 surgeries while I was there, and then I've had a couple since. And needless to say, it was, you know, by the time I left, I said, I want to be a motivational speaker. That's what I want to do with my life. And I tried, and I was trying, and I was doing okay. It wasn't as the way I wanted it to happen. I envisioned it in my mind. But then in 2008, I mean, you know, Doug, I just got this amazing opportunity to...
Now, in the interest of time, we only got a couple minutes left here. I would like you to spend a minute, if you will. You mentioned PTSD and the mental health care that's very controversial. There are a lot of soldiers coming back. We're hearing all kinds of things. The shooter of Bin Laden in Esquire magazine, the way that our soldiers are being treated. You were treated fairly and well, it would seem, but a lot of them are not. What do you think about that when you hear these stories of people maybe bring you in to try to get some help?
It's absolutely discouraging. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, that these individuals put so much on the line, and we ask them to go and leave their families, you know, for so much time and to do so many things that, you know, for them not to necessarily get the treatment that they need when they come home. However, I do think one of the biggest things we have to do is we have to change the mentality that has been developed for years and decades and generations of going and talking to somebody is a sign of weakness. Going and talking to someone makes someone essentially a coward. That's not what it is. It's actually more a sign of strength and courage and bravery to go talk to somebody. And we have to really implement that. And I think that right now, the way the system is, they're trying to implement that. But these guys are too smart, and they're just answering the questions and saying, no, I don't suffer from this. Nope, I don't feel that. Nope. And they get out of there, and they move on with their life, but then they have difficulties. So I think what we have to do is kind of have a debriefing, as the same way we have a boot camp when they go into the military, and essentially tell these guys, you know, really give them a hardcore debriefing of preparing them to go out into the world, or just preparing them to come home to be, you know, reacquainted with the civilian world and everything that happens here. But I think we definitely have to do a better job.
I can hear in your voice why it is that you help people, and that's really what it's all about. So J.R. Martinez, his book Full of Heart, he's got a great story of survival and strength and spirit. Also doing television and a radio show now in Los Angeles on the weekend. Good for you, and good to have you here.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 7.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Good day. Time is 33 and change after the hour. Boy, do I like to have motivational information.
Gosh, amazing,
we have had J.R. Martinez, a kid who's been through so much. I didn't realize I did not understand he'd been in the hospital for 3 years.
I know.
If you didn't hear the conversation with him, it's going to be downloadable within the next half hour. It'll be hour number 3 of the February 15th Doug Steffens Good Day program.
We'll put it up, and it'll be in audio highlights. But, you know, hey, listen, if you're walking around today going, oh, God,
how loud
why is this happening? Why are things so bad? Sit down, shut up.
Get a life.
Listen to this podcast. Right. Get your butt out of bed and get to work.
Exactly. Yep, that's it. That's what it's all about. Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer's off today. Doug Steffens on the Good Day program. Here's a 2020 fact quiz. You ready?
Sure.
2020 fact quiz. This ingredient that many of us use for cooking, many of us use it, we put it on food. It's called mustard.
Love mustard.
Mustard.
Tangy,
love it.
Every kind
yellow.
Of mustard, I love it.
Use it on hot dogs, hamburgers. Okay, so if you go back to 1758, mustard appeared for the first time in America. Mustard is not an American commodity.
No.
It was actually created by the French. I don't know whether the Italian
French is
or not.
French is
right.
Mustard.
Yeah. That's sort of a play on it. A great poupon. So, who was the person who brought mustard from France to America? In the history of our country, this man
what year
has
was
been.
This?
This is 1758.
Colonel Mustard in the parlor.
Ooh.
800. No, it's easier than that, Richie. 800. Oh, oops, I was going to be that. 888-302-3684. See, if I'm not, I'm in a studio that I don't have my number up in front of me, so I'm thinking the old thing for 15 years, the same number. Our new number is 888-302-DUG. 888-302-3684. Who was the man who was responsible for bringing mustard to America from France? It's not that difficult. You just have to know history and who was around historically and important both in French history and American history. If you've got that figured out, you can figure out who did this. Mustard brought to the country on this date. It was first available 1758, February 15th, 1758. Who was the man responsible for that? You will like it. This guy preferred the yellow mustard to the dark mustard, too. Just for your information.
I wonder, who decided to take mustard seeds and smack them up and stick a little vinegar in and make mustard? I
mean, who decided Dijon mustard comes from the Dijon region
of France? Yeah, yeah. Right. 888-302-3684. We're interested in helping you out on the Good Day program, as you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
What?
Gray Poupon?
Gray Poupon.
Maurice Gray and Auguste Poupon.
Poupon. Yeah, right. They are not the people responsible for bringing it to America.
Right? No, I know, but I'm just kidding. Who knew I'd be reading about mustard today?
Right, exactly.
That's
well, listen,
their names.
That's the creative side of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This will be something people talk about this all day long. That's what I love about these things. People will hear this and they'll say, "Do you know this happened?"
Selenium and omega 3 fatty acids are one of the nutritional values of mustard seed.
The mustard seed, yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, who brought mustard from France to our country? Famous, wonderful American, created wonderful things in different walks of life.
I'm going to grow mustard seeds this summer.
If you're rich,
make my own mustard.
888-302-3684. We have a home improvement moment now brought to you by the folks at Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware. Ace is the helpful place, the neighborhood Ace Hardware store. I go to one of them. There's one in Marlboro. There's one in Framingham and Saxonville. There's one in Hudson, just for those of you who are in my neck of the woods. That's where you go. I find all of them have different specialties. So let's see if we can help you with the door that goes to your garage. How many people at this time of year have trouble with your garage door? If you have one of those automatic doohickeys on it, my guess is you're going to find that sooner rather than later it malfunctions, it doesn't work. It's normally when either they built the house, or maybe even you didn't know, you may have installed it, you buy the cheapest one you can, and you know what, sooner or later, and it's probably more sooner than later, it's going to go kaput. So what do? You don't want to replace the whole thing. You want to find parts. You want to the garage door service and repair units that are around for the various kinds of garage doors are the way that you should go. You don't take somebody's going to come to you if you're foolish and you just call a garage door repair man, because they exist. They'll come and they want to replace the whole thing. They're going to throw away the whole thing. They want you to buy a whole new one.
Put the springs on.
No, right.
Yeah.
You can redo the connections. The switches are the problem, Richie, usually is the switches, because they're exposed to the elements and they get corroded quickly. So if you know that, and you're able to, and I'm hoping that this will get you to think that through, you just have to replace the switch. It's battery operated most of the time. And maybe
so the remote control thing, you mean?
Well, no, I'm talking about on most of them have some way outside.
The dial pad, yeah.
Right, that you use that to get in. Right. Some people, excuse me, like I have just a button. I don't have any, I don't have to worry about somebody trying to get into my house. You just have a button, you push it. I took those off because they're such a pain in the neck. But if I'd have been smart, I'd just replace the button and bingo, you're done. But they're battery operated. Those are the things to check out first, and hopefully you'll be able to do that. And I hope that this tip will help you as you perhaps look around trying to fix. If you're frustrated with your garage door, look at the simple things first. Time to get your weekend back. Check it out this weekend. Stop by your neighborhood Ace Hardware store and get everything you need to turn your to-do list into a to-done list. Ace is the helpful place.
With the Ace Bag Sale this Saturday, getting 20% off almost everything you can fit into a bag takes planning. Say you spot some light bulbs. You might not want to put those in the bag first, especially if you add a gallon of paint, which is also 20% off, like the duct tape, which will help if the bag tears when you add a second gallon of paint, which will make the whole bag 20% off and very heavy. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag at one time. Go to participating stores February 16th only. Limit one bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Musicians, massive markdowns, special financing, the list. It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab the list. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeout, sing and dance, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. D'Addario light electric guitar strings, three sets for $6. Hurry, Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Right now, right. Custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Roberta and Richie. In a moment, Roberta and I are going to discuss expensive jewelry.
Oh, my favorite.
You should call my wife instead.
Jewelry. We'll call your wife. We'll put the two of them on together, Richie. Call your wife. Why not?
Not a good idea.
All right. Why? But she's going to want you to get... Did you get her jewelry for her Valentine's Day?
We went and looked at upgrading her diamond for her wedding ring last week, and what a shock we got.
Expensive, huh?
Do you know what diamonds have done in the past? Let me see. We got married 13 years ago. Do you know what diamonds have done in the past 13 years?
Richie, you're talking to a guy who bought a diamond for $250.
The diamond I paid $5,000 for is now worth...
What, how many years ago?
$10,000.
So I keep
the one
diamond.
You bought is worth $10,000?
I don't wear my diamond anymore. I keep it in the safe deposit box.
The jeweler explained to me that because computers are now sizing diamonds and the clarity and the color, that it's the prices have gone out of control because the human element has been taken out of deciding what a diamond is and what it's worth.
Yep.
That he says the prices are just crazy.
I wonder if there's a better stone. It depends on the person that you want to connect with, whether there's a better stone than the diamond to tell the story of the love, if that's what it's all about. I mean, if you're just trying to impress people, it's foolishness. I wouldn't do that.
I'm thinking shale.
Quartz.
Coal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what diamonds are. They're just redefine
here,
coal.
They sit on this for about a billion years.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, let's get to our question. The fact quiz has to do with mustard being first available in our country in this date in 1758, first time commercially available. Who was responsible for bringing it from France? Here's Scott Muscle Shoals. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
That's good. So who do you think it was that brought mustard to our country?
Well, I it's a guess, but I know Benjamin Franklin was in France during that time, so I'd say Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is the correct answer. Benjamin Franklin was responsible for so many things good in our country.
Yes,
who would have thought he brought mustard over?
Yep.
But he was the ambassador to France for a while, and he was very, very popular in France, very popular in America, because he always seemed to come out of things smelling like a rose. He always seemed to do the right thing. All the stories you ever read, I read a book about him once a long time ago, that everything he did sort of either turned into something that was good or was good to begin with, and he just recognized that and brought it to us. What wouldn't it be wonderful if he was around today? Somebody like, is there anybody like Benjamin Franklin who's around today? What do you think, Scott? Anybody in the country that you can think of who has the sort of
an inventor, politician, statesman?
Anybody like that?
I'd say probably me.
There you go.
We've been looking for you.
All right, well, you're our swell prize then. How far is Muscle Shoals from Mobile?
It's the opposite end of the state. We're in the northwest corner of the state.
Ah, okay, up there. So you are not close enough to know what's going on in Mobile any more than the average duck who is looking at the news, probably.
Exactly.
Ever been on a cruise?
No.
No, and you probably won't go on one after this, right?
Not in the near future.
No. All right, so we have a swell prize for you, Scott. Hold on just a second. Thank you for being a good day listener. 3023684 with an 888 in front of it is how you reach us. Story at DougStefan.com today, Roberta. Tiffany and Company has decided to sue Costco.
Hmm.
Costco, if you look at the story, is selling cheap engagement rings, and they're calling them Tiffany's.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So the name has to be trademarked, has to be registered, has to be.
But they're saying Tiffany's, not Tiffany's.
Right.
Yes, they are. Right. Yep. So will they get what they want, which is lots of money, out of Costco? My guess is Costco is going to have a pretty clever lawyer. They didn't just fall off of a turnip cart. They figured out that they would have this problem before they decided to do it. So they are doing it. And so, I mean, we talk about Tiffany's for whatever the reason all the time. And there are lots of stores like Tiffany's that have specialty acts.
Well,
that are
box.
Yeah, but they're overpriced. God love them. They build a reputation based on lots of times not what's real, but what's imagined. And when you think about it, I mean, that's what Disney's all about.
Sure.
Tiffany's created a Disneyland for people who like diamonds and expensive jewelry.
One of the first things I learned in sales in the car business is try to make the person imagine themselves owning that car.
Right. Yeah.
Will this fit in your driveway? Will this fit in your garage?
Right.
And that's what Tiffany's and
how would you
does.
Look driving?
How would you look?
How
would you
try that ring on?
You
yes.
in this car.
Right. Or bring the lady that you love in here, and will we make sure she feels great?
Oh, man. How is your girlfriend, your wife, going to feel when she sees this on her finger?
Wonderful. All right, so our poll today at DougStefan.com, where did your engagement ring come from? A, an expensive jewelry store. B, a discount jewelry store. C, a department store. D, a family heirloom. E, I don't really know. I don't really know.
Well, I know, and it's none of those.
No, I went to a wholesaler that was connected to my father's business, and that was it. I didn't even want to do that.
The guy who lived next door to us was a diamond cutter. In fact, he cut the facsimile of the Elizabeth Taylor diamond because she wasn't allowed to wear the real one.
Right.
So she had to wear a facsimile. So that's what he did. He was from Colombia, and he imported diamonds. And I told him what I wanted, and he waited for the stone to come in, and
really?
He cut it for me as an engagement gift.
There you go.
Mine was
Brandon yesterday.
And his sons.
Yeah.
These are the highest grossing romantic comedies of all time. Which is your favorite? Highest one was Pretty Woman, 47%. 17% said My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm.
Let's see. 13% of you said What Women Want. 11% said Hitch. 9% said The Proposal. And 3% of you had never seen any of these movies. 10 before the hour.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Fjord, just west of downtown Boston, Doug Steffen has been carefully preparing tasty little radio programs for 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Yippee.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Today, we're looking back at 2011.
Getting all nostalgic over 2011.
Yeah, right. Especially this little worm. This is
What? That's fighting words. My daughter will come kick you in the shins if you bust on Justin Bieber.
Well, that's what I'm doing because I think he's a miserable excuse for
her. He's got the Bieber fever.
Yeah, well, but we all look at people who are role models. Now, this kid is a spoiled, just over-the-top, self-aggrandizing narcissist.
You know what the kid is? A self-made millionaire.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, while he is a spoiled little punk because he got all that when he was 15, the kid did it himself. He did it himself.
Gotta give him credit for that.
I don't know that he did. I think he had a lot of help along the way.
He did it all himself.
So I should have a different approach to it?
Well, I mean, he got picked up by... once he got picked up by Jay-Z and who else was Usher.
Yeah.
They obviously helped his music career. But him getting the millions and millions and millions of hits on his YouTube channel,
yeah,
it was all him.
Yep. Let me just interject. He did it the American way. He got very lucky.
As a Canadian.
Yeah, right. He's still a little worm as far as I'm
concerned. He's a worm, for sure.
Right.
But he did it himself. Okay, he became a worm on his own.
Right.
So anyway, the song is Never Say Never, Justin Bieber from the Beaver.
Beaver. We're not Beaver. Going there.
Okay. Anyway, that must be a Freudian slip. The 3D concert movie called Never Say Never was released during this week in 2011. What do you know about that, Chucker?
I took my daughter, who was six at the time, and I actually enjoyed it.
Really?
You know, I'm not a big fan of 3D, but 3D in concert films really works well. It does. It's a good format for that type of movie. Yeah.
All right, so there we are. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, going to give us the preview of the movies coming out this weekend, including the new Die Hard movie, which will be in the theaters today. First, though, we have our, let's see, oh, this is Richie's going to love this. Here's our contest. 3 pieces of audio. You get a swell prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. Listen carefully, see if you can figure out what the movie is, and you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clip.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Got it.
All right. It's your buddy Griswold, right?
Yeah. Well, that wasn't him.
No, but he was in the... Anyway, I'm not giving it away. Right. Here's next clue. Another clue.
I keep telling him he's going to pierce himself shut one day, but what can you do? The boy likes eating through a straw.
All right. Yeah. So if you've got it figured out, you know what it is, Roberta?
No clue.
I even know which one it is.
All right. Well, that's the important thing. You have to identify specifically which one in this series.
There are 4 to choose from.
Right. All right. So you choose the right one. You win the prize at 888-302-3684. Here's the final clue.
Don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Not using power swabs on his tomatoes.
That's one of the crazier of the brothers there, the two actor brothers.
Yes, exactly. All right, so here we go. He's a good flyer. He went right into them and saved the world. 888 in another movie. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the preview of the movies coming out in just a moment here.
With the Ace Bag Sale this Saturday, getting 20% off almost everything you can fit into a bag takes planning. Say you spot some light bulbs. You might not want to put those in the bag first, especially if you add a gallon of paint, which is also 20% off, like the duct tape, which will help if the bag tears when you add a second gallon of paint, which will make the whole bag 20% off and very heavy. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag at one time. Good at participating stores. February 16th only. Limit one bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. You told us yesterday that the reviews were not good for the new Die Hard. I'm betting that it will go against the grain of all the other violent movies that have been around because of its heritage, and it'll do well. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's tracking that well, despite the horrible reviews. A Good Day to Die Hard. We're probably tracking the $50 million opening weekend range, which would be very, very good for an R-rated movie. But this is also made for international markets, so it's going to play overseas no matter what the reviews are. 2 other movies opened yesterday. Safe Haven, a new movie based on the Nicholas Sparks novel. He had a notebook fame. This one stars Julian Huff and Josh Duhamel. You know, it's funny in movies, Doug. Josh Duhamel just turned 40. I think Julian Huff is about 24 years old. So the 40-year-old guy always gets the 24-year-old girl, only in the movies. And a movie called Beautiful Creatures, which is part fantasy, part romance, also opened yesterday. One bit of movie news. Warner Brothers planned Justice League movie reportedly has some serious script issues. The film, which will feature Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and Flash, all in the same film.
And Mighty Mouse.
Wonder Woman.
Put it this way. The studio has to get this right, and they can't rush it. And if they have to wait a couple of years to get it right, they're probably going to do it.
Bill, what's the name of the movie in question? Bill.
Vegas Vacation.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic, plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, in the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.